Hey babes, welcome back to Bougie Made Podcast. It's your girl, it's your host, Clarissa Chanel. Today we are going to get into post-grad. I put a Q&A, kind of like a topic, asking for topics, and I got a good 3 or 4 people asking about episode regarding post-grad. And this really hits home for me because I literally graduated over a year ago, and I'm still having to, you know, navigate through being not in college no more. Like, I'm still, sometimes I forget that I'm not in college no more. So I was like, this is definitely needed. So if you want to hear more about post-grad struggles and how I got through it, how I'm getting through it, and all of that, then keep listening. So I graduated about a year ago. So I graduated last summer, and I graduated early. So that was one thing that was different for me. Like, a lot of my friends are still in college, and now they've just graduated, but I still have a lot of my friends that are still in the process of getting their degree. So for me, I was the first of my friend group to graduate. So it was a struggle in itself because nobody else my age, I didn't know anybody else or close enough to anybody else who was going through what I was going through. So I kind of was left like alone, but not intentionally. Like, not like my friends didn't talk to me or anything, but like, you know, I was kind of left to fend for myself when it came to motivating myself and navigating through being a grown up. I graduated a little less than a year ago. When I first graduated, I was so excited. But after like 2 weeks, it started to set in like, oh my God, I have to get a job. And, you know, this was prime pandemic, and I got my degree in fashion. So the fashion industry was heavily relying on retail and fashion week and all these different things. So when the pandemic hit, it was a big shift. So they weren't hiring as much, you know, a lot of the jobs were remote and they weren't paying, or they were unpaid remote, or they weren't paying that much. And a lot of my internships that I had secured kind of fell through because they weren't doing internship programs anymore because they were saving money because of budget cuts. And, you know, a lot of retail stores lost a lot of money because a lot of retail stores didn't have like stores. They didn't have online presence. So it was a lot going on in my career field that I was going into. So I kind of didn't know what I was going to do. Like, honestly, I felt like, what am I going to do? But luckily, like, my mom and my dad didn't really leave me out to dry. Like, they've always been supportive. So I'm grateful for that. But yeah, so if you're graduating and you're not sure if you're going to get a job in your career field, don't be scared, because a lot of people that I know have graduated, some of them have got stuff in their career fields, but a lot of them are doing something completely different than what they got their degree in. And that's okay. I feel like it's okay to be multifaceted and multi, you know, being able to do more than one thing. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Like, you know, we're not monolithic people. Like, we're not sent to do one thing, especially me. I have so many hobbies and passions that are kind of all over the place. So I had to really sit down with myself and realize that, like, Clarissa, you have more, like, you have stuff that you want to do. So you don't have to just be this one person or be this type of thing. It's okay to dibble and dabble. And I think my first year out of school, that's what I was doing. Dibbling and dabbling. I started my business. I started posting more on my blog, and I just started doing a whole bunch of different stuff. I started helping with my family's business a lot. Like, I just was kind of all over the place. And I feel like if you're at that place right now, it is totally normal, because you're never going to know what you want to do if you don't try everything. It's okay to dibble and dabble. So now I'm doing something completely different from my career field, and it's okay. Like, I'm not completely happy and like over the moon about what I'm doing. Like, I'm not like eat, breathe, sleep my career that I'm in now, but it's good and it's gotten better. And I think just realizing that you're not tied to a career. The career you choose when you're straight out of college is not the career you have to spend your whole life doing. Like, you can do something for 3 years quick and go to a whole nother career field. I'm a living example. Like, all through college, I was fashion. Retail, fashion, apparel, it. And I graduated college, and now I'm in education. Completely different. And I'm doing good in education. I got my certifications. Like, you know, so it's okay to switch careers and then switch another again and then switch again. Like, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's okay, because as long as you're, you know, moving towards something it's okay. Like, you don't have to be moving toward a specific thing or something that you were stuck on. It's okay to change your mind. So I feel like that was the biggest thing, just not knowing what I was going to do. Because, like, you go through school and you always know what you're going to do, right? Like, in high school, you know you're going to college, or you know you're going to trade school or the military. And then in college, you're like, okay, after college, I'm going to get a job. But then after you graduate college, you really have to act on getting a job. And some people don't have it as good where they have a family to live with. Some people are really out on their own. So I feel like post-grad is just a tricky time for everybody, whether you're living at home, living in an apartment, moving to a new city. It's just a crazy time. But I'm grateful for it, because my post-grad year, my year fresh out of college, has really taught me a lot. And nothing could prepare you for being not a college graduate. Like, it's just different. Like, your life is completely different from what it was when you were in college. And it's okay. And you have to be okay with it, because at the end of the day, you have no choice to be okay with it. You're not in college anymore. And it's okay. I know I'm saying it's okay a lot, but, like, you don't know how many times I have to tell myself that, like, it's okay. Like, it's not that deep, because you really think everything is, like, you have to have everything together. And social media doesn't make it any better, because it makes you feel like you're behind or you could be doing more. And yes, in retrospect, yes, you can be doing more, but who cares? Like, if you're not a six-figure owner with three houses, an Airbnb business, you renting cars out, a Forex trader, and a 9-to-5 corporate CEO girl boss, like, just because you're not that doesn't mean you're not doing good for yourself. Because I feel like sometimes you will start wanting things that you didn't want. Like, you'll let social media have goals that you've never had a goal for. For example, it's been a lot of push these days on Brunch Nation Twitter that, you know, you need to be an entrepreneur. That's the only way you can be successful, is being your own boss. But it's like, a lot of people don't understand, like, even if I say I don't want to work, doesn't mean I want to work for myself either. Because I feel like a lot of people downplay entrepreneurship, and it's nothing to be played with. It's not stable. You have to get your own health insurance, your own thing, your own, like, you know, you're literally a independent contractor, essentially. So everything's on you. Everything falls on your shoulder. And some people are just not built for that. Some people don't have the people skills, the self-control, the, you know, the time to just drop everything and start their own business. And sometimes financially, it's not okay. So I feel like we need to move away from just one size fits all, get rich quick schemes, because they're not beneficial, especially to Black women. And Black people, it's not what it is. And I feel like when you do graduate college and you are in a period where you don't know what you want to do, make sure whatever you go into is something that you genuinely have, like, you genuinely want to do, and not going into something because it's cool or how it might look or what people might think about it. And that's something that I have to remind myself every day. Like, I'm the one who has to get up and go to work, no one else. So I need to at least a little bit enjoy my job. I'm the one who has to pay the bills. No one else paying my bills. No one else is taking care of me. No one else is in control of my mental health but me. So once you get that, you know, that mindset that you're in control of your life, then you will stop depending and seeking validation from people's opinion on your life. And when I first graduated, I found myself doing that a lot, asking my mom, asking my friends, I don't know what I should do. And, you know, trying to, you know, ask them about my life. And it's like, they don't know what I should do either, girl. Like, you got to know. And even if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, I feel like doing something is better than doing nothing. I will never be the type of person to be like, okay, this is a goal, and I'm just going to sit stagnant until that goal comes up. Because nothing's going to fall in your lap. And I feel like God doesn't bless you like that. Like, faith without works is dead. And I'm a firm believer in that. Because every time I've wanted something and I haven't worked towards it, I never got it. But the second I started putting in steps and at least making an attempt to try, like, God has met halfway with me. Like, I gave a little bit and he gave the entire rest. So I feel like once I got that mindset of, like, I got to do something, I got to at least try, because God is not going to bless me with something that I don't have the discipline to handle, things that start becoming more clear for me. So now, right now, at this moment, you know, a year has passed, almost a year since I graduated, and I'm a little bit more stable in my career, way more stable now than I was at the beginning of the year, like, of the beginning when I graduated. And mentally way better. I think I've just kind of healed from a lot of things and kind of, you know, got past a lot of things that were really bothering me and I was holding on to. And I've kind of starting to be the author of my life and kind of making those steps to be a better person in order to get what I want. Even though I don't know exactly what I want to do, where I'm going to be in 5 years, like, forget a 5-year plan at this point, because if Jesus comes back, then I'm good, you know. But until he comes back, I'm gonna still be doing me and being cute and buying clothes like I always do. But at this point, I'm just like living life, you know, the Khloe Kardashian vine. My vibe is just living life. That is me. I'm doing what I gotta do in order to pay my bills, go shopping and travel. So whatever that entails, that's what I'm doing. And I'm fine with that. I don't have to have a 5 and 10 year plan. I know 16-year-old me will be shaking in her boots if she listens to me saying that I don't have a 10 year plan, because I've always been that type of person. I know my wedding colors. I have a Pinterest board for any type of event. I had a Pinterest board for my college move-in, like how I would move in. Like, yes, I'm like, I don't know how a person can be so OCD but also so nonchalant at the same time. That is me. Like, I care so much, but then I don't care at all. It's actually chaotic, but neither here or there. I'm grateful for post-grad though. So if you're going through a post-grad depression episode, just know you got to look at the destination in mind. Your degree, you got it. So, you know, there's people in college who are worrying about getting the degree that you have. So I feel like, you know, take power in that and be proud of that. Even if you don't have a secure job or you still working at Amazon, if you got your degree, that is something to be proud of. That is a milestone. And don't let anybody take that away from you. There's people who are in their 50s who don't have a degree. Like, there's people who don't have a degree and you do. So I feel like, you know, don't take that lightly, because it's not easy to come by. College is getting easier, but still, you know, you got it. And that's my advice for this, the whole post-grad from beginning to end, is just get a good support system. I found talking to my friends and my family really helped me, because it helped me put stuff in retrospective. Because when you be so in your head, you'll make things stuff that they're not. You'll over-exaggerate things, overthink things. So having a good support system and just getting in your Bible. I know it sounds, you know, cliche and people don't want to hear it, but I hate to break it to you. When you start journaling and praying and, you know, making the steps to be a better you in all aspects, actually tackling stuff that you have problems with and stuff that might be the reason why you are in your depressed episode, it helps. Like, really just asking yourself and being real with yourself, I feel like those moments really shape how it is once you graduate and you move into being an adult. You have to be real with yourself, like, okay, this is what I have a problem with. And in order for my life, the quality of my life to be better, I have to eliminate this. Not running back to people who hurt you or situations that hurt you or doing things that you know don't benefit you. Things that benefited you in college are not going to benefit you in the real world. Period. Some things will, but a lot of things won't. Partying every day is, I hate to break it to you, in college, I did it. I party every day. I remember freshman year, I will go to a party every day. Probably the only day I'll probably rest is Monday. Maybe. But maybe Tuesday. But even then, we would go to the square on Tuesday. So not even then. I don't even know when I had a rest day. But I was out doing something every day. I would go out every night, wake up in the morning, go to class, probably get 2 hours of sleep and be back at it again. Every happy hour, every brunch, every play, every kickback, I was there. And it worked for me in college because I had a job that I went through like three days a week. And it was only like a 5-hour shift. So my day wasn't really taken up, you know. And then it was one point where I wasn't working at all. So like I had time and that fit my lifestyle then. But now I have to realize that now that's not my lifestyle. I work a 9-to-5. So I have to wake up at a certain time and I got to be at home at a certain time. And even when I'm at home, I got to prepare for the next day. So Monday through Friday, I can't be out all night. I can't be, you know, I might can do a dinner, but I can't be at the club. I can't be at the lounge. I can't be at the hookah, because I got to wake up in the morning and I got to be productive and I got to, you know, put on a good front at work. So I know that if I have to plan something where I'm going out, maybe on the weekend, but not even every weekend, because some weekends are for reset, for resting, you know, for appointments and, you know, maintenance stuff, getting my nails done. You know, you have to make sure that the habits that you're building are new habits. Like, you can't keep the same habits from when you were in college. I think that's the biggest thing for the whole post-grad tackling it. You have to, you know, get new habits. And, you know, it's not fun. I don't like waking up, going to the gym before I go to work. But I got to do it because I know I'm not going to have time to do it any other time. I don't like, you know, having to bring my lunch and meal prepping, you know, my lunch for the day. I wish I could just go eat Chick-fil-A every day for lunch. But I can't do that because I would be spending so much money on lunch because I work every day. So I would be eating out every day plus dinner. So, you know, you just have to really, you know, develop new routines that benefit where you're trying to go and consume things, talk to people, and surround yourself and associate with people who are on the same wavelength as you. You can't be super close to the person that you used to be close with who not doing nothing with their life, because now this is a crucial part of your life that you can't mess up, because if you mess up, they can't help you because they can't even help themselves. So it's a mixture of things, but once you tackle the area that you're having problems with in your post-grad, whether it's, you know, imposter syndrome or procrastination or time management or whatever it is, health, you know, once you tackle that and develop habits and routines to help you deal with it, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be way easier than what it would be if you just continue living, thinking, and operating how you did in college. So I did get a question that really stood out to me, and it was asking about how to keep up with your habits while, like, you're working your 9-to-5 or you're just not in college no more. Because, you know, when you're in, like, you have so much free time in college, and when you get older, like, I didn't think I had free time in college, but now that I'm have a job, like, I realized that I had a lot of free time in college. So how to keep up with your habits. And one thing for me, keeping up with my habits, is planning my habits. And I know you're probably like, what do you mean planning? But, like, literally planning. Okay, I love shopping. I love journaling. I love making vision boards. I love all types of creative stuff. I love drawing, all that stuff. So I literally have to plan that out. Like, oh, next Saturday, I'm going to not go to work. Or next Saturday, I'm going to try to get my work done early so I can go so-and-so and do this. So I can go to a paint class, or I can go to a Pilates class, or I can go to the gym, or I can go try out this new coffee shop that I like, or I can film content. Like, I literally have to plan it out. And in college, you know, you could just wake up and do something. But, like, when you have to get out that mindset, because when you get older, like, you really have to plan out. So now that I actually literally intentionally plan out my weeks, like, Sunday, I sit down and I look at my week, what I want to do that week, and I literally plan, like, oh, Wednesday, I don't have that much to do, so I'm going to do this. Thursday, I'm going to do this. I have an appointment on Wednesday, like, literally planning. And I've always been a planner, but I've never been a planner when it comes to, like, things in my personal life. I just normally plan when it comes to work and, like, school. But once you graduate, you're going to have to start planning your social life out. It sounds, like, really, like, redundant and really kind of, like, annoying. But if you don't plan it, it's going to be hard for you to work your hobbies in. So that's all for today's episode. I'm going to, of course, keep y'all updated. I might do a part two, just kind of give an update on where I'm at, like, in a few months, if my opinions are the same, if I found something else that works for me, or whatever the case may be. But if you made it to this point, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all the feedback, all the love, all the support. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time. So keep streaming, keep listening, keep sharing, and thanks for listening to Bougie Bae Podcast.